to talk about something that you wanted to talk about, as credit unions communicating with the media effectively. Do you have any tips, any pointers for them out there? Because we want to get the word out. So
yeah.
Media is a good place to do it.
Yeah. You know, media has really changed in the past few years. Reporters and editors have less time, just like everyone else. But in media, we're really feeling the crunch. I receive an average of one email per minute. I mean, if I had my phone here, you would hear the ding, 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 yeah. ding, ding constantly. So when credit unions ask me, why didn't you run our release? Why didn't you run our story? A lot of times I didn't see it or I didn't have time to open it. So it's very important that if a credit union is sending a release to a publication, that the news is in the subject line of the email. I get so many emails from credit unions and the subject line is press release.
That's it?
Yeah. So if I don't have time to open it, it's not going to get opened. You have to grab the publication with that subject line. And then sometimes I will open that email and the body of the email says, please see attached press release.
Oh, no, no, no.
So then I have to go through another step of opening. And then I look at the file and the file says press release. That's the name of the file. Please, please lead with your news. Let us know what the news is. Let us know why we should open your email and see what's going on at your credit union. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to realize that increasingly publications need art. The standard press release that's just text doesn't cut it anymore. At Credit Union Times, our website has a template, and that template requires art, a photo, something with every single story, especially our community posts. So if you don't include, if your credit union doesn't include a photo, it's not going to get run simply because it doesn't fit into our template. So always include art. And when you include art, please make it interesting. The giant check photo is so 1985, you know? I mean, I know that directors, volunteers like that photo, like to see that photo, but it's just not very engaging for our readers. It makes me crazy when I get a release from a credit union that sponsored the local Humane Society. And instead of giving us a photo of puppies or kittens, or maybe little kids on a playground if you helped, you know, revitalize a playground, we get a giant check photo with like some guys in ties with a check, you know. Make it engaging. Make it something interesting that we don't normally see. Some of the best community releases that we've received lately have been from credit unions that have done things like sponsored a quail hunt and had pictures of hunters, you know. Or,
I like that.
Yeah, just different things. Or, you know, we really love the photos of, you know, the Stuff the Bus promotions or the backpacks for the kids at the schools and that kind of stuff, seeing all the school supplies or the books that are donated or, you know, the kids at the local elementary school enjoying the things that the credit union donated. That's the kind of stuff we like to see.
It's kind of like illustrating what you're talking about in the press release, basically, right?
Tell your story, right? Don't we hear that all the time? Credit unions need to do a better job of telling their story. Tell the story. Yes, the story is the money, the check, but is it really? No, it's the impact that the credit union is making in the community. So show us the impact, and that'll go a long ways in getting your credit union press.
That's a great message. Show us the impact. That's something to remember, because this is not only toward you, but we're talking to community newspapers, regional newspapers, any type of publication.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Mike, that you bring up, is understand your audience. What your local paper wants to see is different than what Credit Union Times wants to see because the audiences are different. Your local paper is your community, your SEGs, your members, your potential members. At Credit Union Times, our audience is other credit union executives. So we get those releases about the work that the credit unions do in the community. Our readers aren't interested in the fact that the credit union did it. Mm-hmm. They're looking for ideas, mm-hmm. ways that they can replicate the success in their own shops. So keep that in mind. You might want to adjust your releases a little bit based on, you know, who they're going to.
What about social media these days? How are you guys handling social media? Because I've heard some editors get story ideas from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. How are you guys handling that?
Absolutely. We take content from social media. We take tweets and posts and Instagram photos and turn them into news, slideshows. Mm-hmm. Here's what credit unions are saying about X event or, you know, Y issue. Mm-hmm. It's engaging. It really shows, you know, what credit unions are saying and doing. And it's a great resource.
One more question for you. Video. I'm biased with video, obviously.
Yes.
Huh, go figure.
Yes.
But do you recommend people sending you or sending you links to videos that you can post online? Now that it's so easy to do, do you recommend that as well? Or how's that work?
Absolutely. In fact, our website template has a video section. But we're media, so our video budget is zero. So we don't have a lot of our own videos. We don't get to produce a lot of our own videos. So we love to post videos from credit unions. You know, one of our most popular stories all year this year was a credit union, and gosh, I'm on the spot and don't remember the name, but it was a credit union in which the CEO went undercover as a supermarket checker and checked the groceries, and then when it was time to pay, he said, congratulations, you know, the credit union's going to pick up your tab. Mm-hmm. That, I think, was our most, if it's not read, watched story of the year. And that we got that off YouTube. Somebody tipped us off to look at this cool thing on YouTube, and we just reposted the credit union's YouTube page, so the credit union got all those hits on their YouTube because it went through our website.
Very good. There's emotion behind it, too.
Yeah, well, and it's something credit unions can replicate in their own shops. And, you know, don't be afraid to share those things, because the vast majority of our readers aren't direct competitors to your credit union. So it's, you know, we're all cooperatives, and one of the tenets of cooperatives is to cooperate with other cooperatives. So share those ideas.
All right, last question for you, Heather. What's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish here at NAFQ's 49th Annual Conference?
We do a couple things. Of course, we want to report the news.
Of course.
And Chairman Metzger helped us out this morning with that great announcement about the budget comment period, or the briefing, I guess, that he's going to have. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
So we want to report the news. We want to find out what credit unions are talking about, what concerns them, what's working in their shops. And we want to get out and meet and greet, you know, get to know people and make contacts. And
nothing better than the face-to-face meeting.
Well, yeah, we don't get that a lot anymore.
Right.
You know, it's all email, and if you get face-to-face, maybe it's Skype. You know, this is like real human. I can.
Like, whoa, you're real?
Yes,
you're here?
You're a real person, so yeah.
Very cool. Heather Anderson, thank you so much for hanging out
with us.
I appreciate the tips. I'm sure credit unions out there appreciate it as well, because they're strapped, you know, so any type of help they can get is much appreciated,
Everybody
I'm sure.
Is asked to do more with less, so we sure understand that, and I hope it helps.
Right on. It certainly does. There she is, Heather Anderson.
Thank you.
See you times.